Good morning, I'm Anna Palmer.
And I'm Jake Sherman.
And welcome to the Daily Punch, brought to you by Punchbowl News. It's Monday, April 29th, 2024. Let's get into the mix. Here are your Washington headlines of the day. Number one, Congress is back. What's on tap? Number two, what to watch on the FAA bill. And number three, the innovators, 2024. All right, Jake, let's get into it. The House, Senate are back this week, and President Joe Biden is also in D.C. House is scheduled to be in session for four straight weeks, the start of a lengthy May, June, July run for members. And of course, the calendar can change depending on political developments, but there is a lot of chatter about what they are going to be working on. And up top, we're going to talk kind of in depth about the FAA bill and the number two item, but let's focus on what's happening as it relates to Israel, as well as Speaker Mike Johnson and his future.
Yeah, so let's start with Israel. There's always a lot of action on Capitol Hill, Anna, when it comes to what's happening in the Middle East, no matter what's happening. Tony Blinken, the Secretary of State, is in the Middle East this week in Saudi Arabia, Israel, and Jordan. He is trying to get some sort of a ceasefire slash hostage release. This is going to hit home on Capitol Hill, where college campuses, Anna, have just been roiled, including local school, GW, my alma mater. They have been roiled by protests. Mike Johnson visited Columbia University last week. I was there with him. So you could expect, you should expect that a lot of attention will be paid to what's going on in the Middle East and the campus protests. Mike Johnson, let's talk about just actually one more point on the Middle East and on anti-Semitism. The House Republican leadership is bringing up a bill drafted by Mike Lawler of New York, who actually visited Columbia with Mike Johnson. The bill would require the Department of Education to use a broader definition of anti-Semitism when enforcing federal anti-discrimination laws. So that's going to be hot on the Hill this week. And that leads us to Mike Johnson. We have to imagine, almost certainly, Marjorie Taylor Greene is going to move against Mike Johnson maybe this week, maybe next week. She has said that. That motion to vacate is being supported by Tom Massey and Paul Gosar. So, Anna, there's a lot of political dynamics with Democrats. Will Democrats save Mike Johnson? The will they or won't they game that's being played?
Yeah, so you have obviously a lot of hot action on the legislative front, but the politics for Johnson complicated, particularly after choosing to move forward with Ukraine funding and that package 2 weeks ago. He's kept his job so far, but as you say, the unrest in the Republican Party continues. And, you know, you could see there's this window of time here, these 4 weeks, where there's going to be time for a lot of kind of movement potentially to either oust him or try to save him. We are going to spend a lot of time figuring out where Democrats are on this. And also, I think, you know, there is frustration among Republicans. I mean, even those that don't support Johnson necessarily, I think we've reported a lot on it, and you hear it a lot in private conversations, kind of this behind the scenes wondering, you know, is this really, do we really want to have this intra-party fight ahead of an election or not? Going to be something that we're going to be watching closely.
Yeah. And I just want to add one thing. There is not a lot of huge, we don't have any major deadlines coming up. So Mike Johnson has a little bit less pressure on that front. So that's important to keep in mind.
All right, let's go to the number two story of the morning. The Senate is eyeing using the FAA bill to jam the House on unrelated legislation. We've got some news this morning that Senate and House negotiators released the long-awaited FAA reauthorization bill just after midnight, with the first procedural vote expected in the Senate on Wednesday. Andrew Desiderio was up very late for us, and he reports how this is going to kick off a mad scramble as senators plot ways to use the bill to jam the House on the long-stalled bipartisan measure that with things that are very unrelated to the FAA bill itself. But I think the one thing, and I know you have thoughts here, so I'm going to tee it up very well for you. The first thing to talk about here is the biggest news coming out of that agreement is that negotiators sided with the Senate Commerce Committee's bid to increase the number of flight slots at Washington Reagan National Airport. The full House rejected this idea last year, a big deal for the kind of local area as well as airlines who have been bitterly fighting this issue pro and against it over the last year.
Yeah, this is a huge issue. There's been an effort spearheaded by Delta Airlines and some local interests to increase the number of slots at Washington Reagan. Now, Reagan is limited by the government as to how many flights could fly outside of the perimeter, basically west of the Mississippi River. That's a very loose definition, but it's effectively west of the Mississippi River. United is against this. American generally against this. This is something that the Maryland and Virginia delegations oppose. This is a very controversial move that is going to, I'm sure, Mark Warner, Tim Kaine, Chris Van Hollen, and Ben Cardin are going to have a lot to say about this once this bill gets moving on the floor. Now, the House voted this down. It was a while ago. Kevin McCarthy was Speaker. So this is not this is one area where the Senate and House have a disagreement. I imagine this is going to get a ton of attention over the next couple days. It's going to be a big issue in the FAA bill, which we're going to be covering a ton. And what you said before, Anna, is right, is that people are going to try to use this legislation as a Christmas tree. They're going to try to dump a bunch of stuff in here that they want to get through. They want to get through Congress before the end of the year. So this is going to be a big ticket item.
Yeah, I think the other things to think about here is, so it's certainly the FAA reauthorization gonna and dealing with slots makes sense, but then there's a lot of other things that could potentially get tacked on here. Kids online safety. Congress took a whack at big tech, obviously, with the passage of the TikTok forced divestiture bill, but there could be more crackdowns coming here, including the Kids Online Safety Act, which has more than 60 co-sponsors and could therefore overcome a filibuster in the Senate. Also, radiation compensation, a government program for victims of nuclear contamination, is set to expire soon. There's been a bipartisan effort in the Senate on that. Going to be interesting to see if either of those two things are successfully able to be tacked on and what else might potentially get there as well. Let's move on to the number three story of the morning. The Innovators, Jake, we had such a great event on Friday morning as Punch Bowl News' kickoff to the White House Correspondents' Dinner weekend that celebrates the Fourth Estate, and in particular, our White House correspondents. Our event celebrated innovators across industries and business, travel, media, and more through our partner activation and our signature gifting experience. I just want to extend a big thank you to Intuit and EV Passport, who were partners for that event, as well as the Black Women's Congressional Alliance and the Female Quotient, who came in as community partners. We had members of the cabinet, members of Congress, senior staffers from the White House and the House and Senate, and it was just a really fun event to kind of bring everybody together and kick off a really important celebration of free speech and the role that the press plays.
A terrific party, Anna, which I had very little, actually some would say nothing, to do with planning. So you did a great job along with the rest of the team at Punch Bowl News, but yes, an absolutely great experience and a fun weekend, White House Correspondents' Weekend.
Yeah, you can tell with my voice, I'm still a little sore from probably talking too much around too many parties. I have one other quick flag. Tomorrow morning, you can join us at 8:30 a.m. for a conversation with Senator Mike Rounds as part of our series on the AI impact. I'm going to be interviewing the senator, followed by a fireside chat with Kent Walker of Google. You can join us in person. You can also join us virtually by going to punchbowl.news and checking out our events hub. As always, we appreciate you listening to the Daily Punch. If you like this, please share with your friends and family on social media. It's the best way for folks to find out about us. And you can, of course, go deeper on everything we talked about this morning and more at punchbowl.news by signing up for our free morning newsletter. Have a great day and stay safe, everybody.